The gospel reading today we already heard on Sunday, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. But the first reading is very interesting because it's oftentimes become like a contention point for biblical scholars and for people by asking, how come the Bible would include a book that talks about love, two lovers pursuing each other, and like kind of like the courtship or the dating or the romantic side? Isn't the scripture supposed to only be God's words to us and something serious to teach us about the moral life and the life of faith? How come this would be included in there? Well, first, we have to recognize and really understand that for us as Christians, that God is the first one who pursues us. Other religions, especially all the New Age ones, all of the Enlightenment ones, is that we pursue enlightenment. We seek enlightenment. We seek knowledge. And through our own journey, our own seeking, we found them. So we are the initiator of that process. But for us as Christians, it's the other way around. It's never us who find God. It's God who pursues us first, God who loves us first, and God who continues to relentlessly seek us out, even at times when we didn't see Him, even at times when we didn't recognize Him, even at times when we rejected Him, even at times when we didn't love Him. It has always been God who loves us first, and His love for us is life-giving. It's life-giving. We see this through the gift of creation. We see this through the gift of redemption. We see this through the continual gift of sanctification by the power and working of the Holy Spirit. God gives us life through creation. God gives us life when He gave His own life so that we can have eternal life to redeem us from the enslavement to sin. And He continues to sanctify us each and every day through the power and working of the Holy Spirit so that we can call out in the words of St. Paul to God our Heavenly Father, Abba, to become more Christ-like. This is who we are as Christians. It's God who sought us out. It's God who loves us. It's God who has always given His everything to us. And if we really recognize this, all we can do is to answer back to Him, to love Him with everything that we have. And which lead us toward what the Blessed Mother have taught us today. She set out in haste to a town of Judah to meet Elizabeth. I've been to the place where the visitation happened, and I can tell you, it's up on the hill. And if you've been to the Holy Land, it's kind of hot. Like in the middle of nowhere, and perhaps for one homily later, I'll tell you what happened there. But man, it's not an easy climb at all. And imagining a young person before the day where we have cars, before we have AC, before we have all of the modern means, to set out in haste to bring the good news in the middle of the desert, it's not a fun thing. And it was filled with a lot of dangers as well. But the Blessed Mother, who has given the Lord everything that she has, set out in haste to bring that good news to Elizabeth. So we too need to ask ourselves, are we joyfully set out in haste to preach the gospel? Or are we lacking? Said, oh no, God, not today. I'm tired, or like, I'm too busy, or this and that. May we remember what the Blessed Mother taught us. To always be joyful, to set out in haste, to bring the good news, because we have known deep within our very own life what it means to be loved by God.